Track 62.
Two Great Weavers. Part 1. Arachne, the Weaver. Arachne was a beautiful young woman from the ancient kingdom of Lydia. She was so attractive that some people even said she was a princess. She was also famous throughout the land for her remarkable skills as a weaver. Whenever she was weaving, young women and forest nymphs would come to watch her. They quickly spread the word of her incredible talent, but no one would believe that she could have learned to weave so skillfully by herself. Rumors said that Athena must have taught her. Part 2. Challenging the Goddess. Arachne listened carefully to their praise and became extremely proud of her talent. She got angry whenever anyone said that she must have learned from Athena. Arachne said that she had done it all on her own. Furthermore, she told everyone that she was a much better weaver than Athena.
"Athena would never be able to weave as well as I do," she said, full of confidence.
One day, Athena finally heard about Arachne's arrogant claims. At first, the goddess was extremely angry, but then she decided to talk to Arachne and give the young woman a chance to explain. Athena came up with a clever plan. To hide who she was, Athena dressed up as an old woman and went to Arachne's house. After arriving, Athena told Arachne that the gods would be very upset if she did not stop boasting right away. However, after hearing this advice, Arachne did not apologize or ask for forgiveness. Instead, she simply stopped weaving, laughed, and loudly challenged Athena to a weaving contest.
"Let Athena come here and prove that she is the best weaver in the world," Arachne said. "If she beats me, then I will accept whatever punishment she decides to give me."
Athena was furious to hear this. Part 3. The Weaving Contest. Suddenly, Athena removed her disguise and revealed herself. Everyone jumped back in shock and fear, but Arachne remained calm. Athena quickly accepted Arachne's challenge, and a date was set for a competition between the two great weavers. People came from far and wide to watch the contest. Arachne and Athena sat silently at their looms, looking at the audience. They began weaving thousands of colorful threads into enormous, detailed tapestries. Everyone watched in amazement as the two artists battled each other for hours. Finally, Arachne and Athena finished their pieces of work. First, everyone turned their attention to Athena's tapestry. It told the magnificent history of the gods. In one part, it showed Athena's victory over Poseidon, the god of the sea. It even included stories of humans who had been punished badly for trying to challenge the gods. Then, all eyes were on Arachne's tapestry. It was very different from Athena's work of art. It showed the mistakes and weaknesses of the gods. For example, it told stories of how Zeus had used his power to trick goddesses.